USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
The search continues for a person of interest in a mass shooting that occurred at an Independence Day parade in Highland Park, Illinois, north of Chicago. At least 6 people were killed and at least 30 people have been wounded. This witness described the scene to television station WMAQ immediately after shots were fired.
There was a young child there that people were, I was doing a little CPR until the paramedics got there, and he looked horribly injured. I'm not sure exactly the injury, but, I mean, people were doing anything they could. It's a mass casualty scene.
Authorities are looking for a 22-year-old Robert Bobby Cremo III, who may be driving a silver Honda Fit with Illinois plates. Police have not released details about the victims. Wall Street was closed on Monday, but inflation worries continue regardless. This is USA Radio News.
Mike Gappel here, serial entrepreneur with words from another happy payroll customer.
Patriot Software has saved our business by allowing me to focus on other aspects of the business rather than spending so much time on multiple platforms to do the things entailed on running a business. I found Patriot by complete accident, and I don't regret it. It is continuing to save our company, and I'm extremely excited to see what else it entails.
Easy to learn, easy to use, small business software tailored just for you. Oh, 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 oh,
oh, oh. Visit us at PatriotSoftware.com. Use promo code RADIO and get 2 months of payroll free. That's PatriotSoftware.com.
With PatriotSoftware.com, accounting and payroll, keep your time and money.
Protesters took to the streets of Akron, Ohio for a 5th straight day over the police shooting death of Jaylen Walker. Despite protests being largely peaceful, some downtown businesses were damaged Sunday night. A 9 p.m. curfew was issued and fireworks shows were canceled for Monday. Raymond Green Jr., a protest organizer, was critical of the curfew. He spoke to WEWS.
This is a way to keep people in line, and that's what he wants to do. He doesn't want the spotlight on his city because he's the top person in the city. So it reflects on him, and it should, because he can change laws today.
Akron police say about 50 people were arrested in connection to the damage. Al Jazeera journalist Shirlene Abu Akleh was likely killed last May from gunfire from Israeli positions, but her shooting was not intentional, according to U.S. officials. A spokesman for the State Department says a detailed forensic analysis was conducted by independent third-party examiners, adding the bullet was so badly damaged it's not clear who fired the shot. You are listening to USA Radio News.
The buy one, get one free special going on now at MyPillow. My Pillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance My Pillows, the Roll and Go, Go Anywhere My Pillows, and 6-piece towel sets on special. Go to MyPillow.com/USA, use promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 and find out all the great deals you can get right now at My Pillow. MyPillow.com/USA.
A woman's basketball star is asking President Biden for help as her trial in Russia is scheduled to resume this week.
WNBA star Brittany Griner is pleading for her freedom in a letter to the White House. She's been detained in Russia since February after being arrested at an airport in Moscow for having marijuana cartridges. In the letter, the Phoenix Mercury star told President Biden, "I realize you are dealing with so much, but please don't forget about me and the other American detainees." Griner said, "Please do all you can to bring us home." From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
A 17-year-old girl will soon have a leg amputated after she was attacked by a shark near Tallahassee, Florida. Addison Bethia was in shallow waters off the coast of Keaton Beach last week when she was suddenly bit by a shark. Taylor County Sheriff Wayne Patchett spoke to CBS News.
They got the victim in the ambulance and got her to the hospital. It's a tragedy that what's happened.
No one has been able to confirm the species of shark that attacked Bethia. Some who saw the incident estimated that the animal was roughly 9 feet long. California Governor Gavin Newsom pardoned Sarah Cruzan last Friday. She was a victim of teen sex trafficking who spent nearly 2 decades in prison after she killed her abuser. Her life sentence was commuted in 2010 to 25 to life by then-Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns.